Dr. Albert B. St. Clean, Alberts, D-O-N-A-L-D, Albert A-L-B-E-R-T-S. Birthday 12/25/89, indication 1/18/23, workman's comp. Patient for follow-up of injury to left shoulder. States that his is not able to pay children mobilizer because he does not pay for recovery, does not pay for it by his comp insurer. He's tried to not use left arm, all restrictions, but has had to use, but has been unable to keep a using arm. States that has multiple occasions during his course of daily work where he has to use his left arm to shield his body from closing doors and standalone classrooms and other encounters. States that his pain is now worse with some numbness reported to left hand. Review of symptoms, non-contributory, past medical history, uneventful, physical exam, general appearance. Diffuse tendons to left shoulder, present left intrascapular area as well as suprascapular area, marked tendons to the left rotator cuff area. Superior and anterior shoulder as well as posterior shoulder, which is limited range of motion, unable to protect shoulder higher than 70 degrees with increased pain, moderate severity, painful rotation of shoulder as well. The major physical exam including head, eyes, ears, nose, and throat, neck, lungs, heart, abdomen, extremity, skin, and neuropsychiatric, otherwise within normal limits. Compression follow-up of left shoulder injury with suspected rotator cuff injury as well as tendon tears. Patient advised to purchase shoulder immobilizer if unable to get it under a big workman's comp insurance. MRI of left shoulder ordered for further evaluation of shoulder injury to determine best treatment with for considering physical therapy or orthopedic referral. Hopefully to be obtained within the next week with recommended follow-up next week to monitor course. Patient to continue to take Naloxicam daily and Santaflex muscle relaxant at night. Those causing sedation during the day. Moist teeth to shoulder with reduced minimal range of motion. Advice to purchase shoulder immobilizer as above. To call up next week for further evaluation. With continued restrictions at school, advise not to use left arm because of difficulty with compliance of work restrictions and necessity with shoulder immobilizer and because of worsening condition. Thank you, Dr. Halmeder.